can be there. Here, as you can see, in the distance lens, you can see a teacher's lens or the principal ring or the lens used in the project. So that will be the. So these are the kind of the lens. In the distance lens, this is the current flow, I swear, are lost. He and light FN and the H of nobody lens, the signal light and the teacher's lens. So the due to a lot of power losses in the light, it can descend there. Less and less being used. Teacher's lens are increasingly being used. So this is the way. So teacher's lens are more and more using because of the make data interaction with the guest. Instead of there's a power loss in the resistor. So the teacher lens are more economical. Teacher lens are more economical. So this is why in the industry, in the energy efficient lighting system, we are using this more economical lens, so we use this teacher lens system. In the meantime, it can also produce a more illumination level. This is a more illumination level, more stronger the light beam. This is a teacher lens, also the more illumination level. Teacher lens. Provide more illumination. So this is the teacher that provides more illumination, so that we can measure the illumination level of the light. This light meter, this is all the illumination levels you can measure. Important one for the classroom. The most important one is the illumination fall onto your table is the most important, because the table has to read the board. So that you put this one on the table and you read what the illumination level. Okay? This is the illumination level you can read. So this illumination level, your light must be decided. This one. This actually, you see this arrow. Illumination level. So this is a light fall on the table. This red arrow is indicating the illumination level. So when we are designing the light, this arrow must have the appropriate value. All the lighting systems, they must have the recommended lighting level. Light fall onto the table must have the appropriate level. So this is the way how we make the basic design. So how many light you design, how many what you design based on the illumination level. Okay, so pass through energy. See it. Pass through energy, don't put into your pocket. Yeah, before I make sense. After you give me back. So this is the way that the chances are the most illumination. Therefore, the illumination level need to be measured on the particular surface and design the appropriate lighting system. Therefore, the illumination level on particular surface. Must be measured with light meter. It must have. It must have appropriate requirement value. So this is the way, so that to achieve that this appropriate recommended value, appropriate lighting size and the power need to be designed. So to achieve such recommended value, so appropriate number of lights. And the light power must be arranged. So this is for the very basic principle of the light. This is for the how to design the light. So every system, for example, the lighting level, illumination level is different from the one place to the another place. Because the classroom got the one level of the lighting illumination, a restaurant, another level, a hospital, operation theater, they must have the appropriate illumination level. So that the electrical design engineer function is, you have to design the light, appropriate number of the lighting set to achieve the appropriate recommended illumination level. This illumination level you can get it, this is the light meter. By using the light meter you can know about the illumination level and then follow the appropriate design procedure to get this illumination level. And this is why what you have to know is that you need to know about the for what reason you are using the lighting system, and the lighting place will be different, classroom, theater, operation theater, cinema, they got a different lighting level. So you have to refer the appropriate trade reference instruction. In the meantime, you also need to know about the illumination capacity of the light. So that if you are using the twin light, what will be the illumination capacity? If you are using the incandescent light, what will be the illumination capacity? Those things you also have to know. So that you design the appropriate lighting system to achieve your lighting. So this is the basic thing. The ones who know about the how many lights are designed, and then you can wire up. So that this is G33 main. We design the lighting system, and then we can make the appropriate electrical wiring to provide the electricity. So when you are using the electrical wiring system, you also need to know about the Australian standard. In here, Australia, we are using the appropriate Australian standard to make the electrical installation. So you need to properly follow the whole installation procedure and the rule and regulation to make the electrical installation. So this is the basic core principle of this unit. So the G33 means the electrical supply equipment need to be installed, and those installed are how to wire up, those things are will be learned. G63 means protection. Every system you need to provide the protection. Here with the switchboard, here this switchboard gets this is the circuit breaker. Those circuit breakers are the protecting the switch. In the meantime, we also get the emergency switch system. So on the wall, this is the red color, this is the emergency switch. Any something wrong, people will press and the circuit can be break it down. So this is the protection system. What kind of the protection system to be installed? This is the cover in the G63. In the meantime, you have to set the appropriate wire. When we are wire at the system, you have to set the appropriate side of the wire, how many wire outside will be selected, what kind of the rule will be utilized, then with the G107. So 33 means the surface electrical equipment installation, 63 means the protection, and G107 means the appropriate relevant equipment selection. So those three units are you are learning tonight. Therefore, I am talking about the lighting system. The illumination level on the particular surface must be measured with the light meter, and it must have the appropriate recommended value. So to achieve the recommended value, appropriate number of the light and the light power must be arranged. This is the basic principle of the lighting. And therefore, in the basic principle, the nose, you can see the subject on the light. For example, this is for the incandescent lens luminous efficiency.
So, Incandescent lamp produced in the 1897 called the only the 1.4 lumen per watt.
And the, when we are using the carbon filament lamp produced in 1905, that will be the 4 lumen per watt and more than 25 watt. We can let for the 9 lumen per watt and the 60 watt with the 14 lumen per watt. So this means that the more technology advanced, the less power it can produce and more the illuminations are efficiency. Therefore, this is the kind of incandescent lamp. So this is the pyroplus lamp, GIS standard, fancy round, candle plane, indicator light, those are candle twists. So they are kind of the incandescent lamp. In the meantime, we also utilize the HRSA low body light. So it's a low body light we can utilize. This weekend, the HRSA low body light will be the tungsten halogen lamp. So called the own reflector system. So this will be the, we're talking about the EFB lamp. Tungsten flavor. With own reflector system. This is what is here, HRSA low body light. And this overly light will be that we can utilize the temperature to the 3000 degree Kelvin. So light emit at temperature 3000 degree Kelvin. So this is what is the feature of the HRSA low body light. So that will be the tungsten halogen lens I show here. This is for the tungsten halogen lens procedure. The next one will be the gaseous discharge lens. Yes, these notes are that you can download, but from the notes I write on the Bible, this is a short file, so that they're easier to read. So that this is why that you, if you want, you can copy. Another thing is that I will also be uploading this note, and then after the week 9, so especially the week 1 to week 8 notes, I can upload to the site, and I give you the link. So this is the two links. So, those are the all notes here. All notes are kids I put on here. So if you want, you can copy. If you don't want to copy, later that you see download. But I upload the notes after the V8. So that will be the discharge lighting is produced by the electric discharge tool, gas or vapor and discharge tube. So this is the gas here light. Discharge. Lighting is produced by gas or vapor discharge tube. So this is for the gaseous lamp on the discharge light procedure. So you see that the discharge light system, that will be the kind of the recommended cable size for the HRSA low voltage light lamp. So we have to utilize the table 23. The table 23 means the appropriate light level and the appropriate cable size. So then this is that you see that the table 23. Cable size for light level. So this is the cable size for light level. If you are using the 520 or the 21 light, and there's a 220 or 51 light, 120 or the 75 white light, so you have to use the light voltage. So the lights are the carrying the voltage of the 6 volt. In this case, you have to utilize the cable size. So, if you are using the cable size, 1 millimeter square cable you should run the only the 1.5 meter. If you are using the 1.5 millimeter square cable, you can use the 2 meter, 2.5 millimeter square, you can use a 3.5 meter. This means the cable size and the distance is very important. If you are using a small cable size and the run for the long distance, there will be a lot of power loss, and also the later time it can produce an electrical shock. So this is why if you are using the smaller cable size, you can only run the cable for short distance. And if you use the big cable size, you can run for the long distance. So this is why the cable size is small, run the cable for a short distance. So this is an important aspect. The cable size is small, you can only run the cable for the short distance. So therefore, there will be the kind of the incandescent light. If you are using the 1 millimeter square cable, you can run for the 1.5 meter. 1.5 millimeter square, you can run for the 2 meter. 2.5 millimeter square, you can run for the 3.5 meter. So this is the cable. The light length is a bigger cable. The size is bigger, you can run the cable for the longer distance. So this is an important aspect. Therefore, how does the discharge lamp operate? Discharge lamp operation, this means that discharge lamp got these two electrodes here. This is a starting electrode, and here is the main operating electrode. So starting electrode means that when you energize the electricity, so this electricity will be the electrical current passing through. When the electrical current passing through, ion core coming out, positive ions are coming out. Those positive ions are passing through to the another electrode, and by this way, light will be coming out. So this is the light. So this is the operation, the basic operation of the discharge lamp. Discharge lamp means that when you give the supply to the discharge lamp, starting electrode, so it can produce a positive ion, so positive ions are passing through and reach through the main electrode. So the low positive ion, they interact with the gas and the light will be coming out. This is the basic operation of discharge lamp. So when the voltage is applied to the starting electrode, the positive ion flows from starting electrode 2 main electrode. So the ion in that way gas molecule and light is emitted. So this is for the operating principle of the gas discharge lamp. When you supply the electricity to the electrode, this is we got a starting electrode, so the electrical field happens. So electrical field, they produce a positive ion. So positive ion passes through the gas, so that then it reaches the main electrode. So that then those gas and the positive ions are they made the friction and the light will be coming out. So this is the basis of operation principle of the discharge lamp. So discharge lamps can be designed in the several shape. So there will be the light. There will be the light here. A23, B70, B21, those are the ABCD grade. So they are several shape. The size and the shape of the light, you can also see the ACD, RCD,
So this is the commodity net and the shade. So sovereign light shades that you can utilize. And therefore, when we are there, we also need to provide the electric supply for the mercury paper lamp. But I give you the circuit diagram. It's how to wire up the mercury paper light. So you see that this supply, is here. And then, it can use like the choke. And choke, and then this way the mercury paper light. And then this is another kind of supply. And here you got a capacitor. So this is the electrical supply system for mercury vapor light. So the mercury vapor light is the electrical supply system. Electricity coming here, then passing through the choke, and the mercury vapor light. So this is the electrical circuit diagram. How to wire up the electrical circuit diagram, we can see. So this will be some of the lights that you can see, the screw type. This is the screw type. Those screw type lights are this is the insert, internet construction, and the screw type light. So there will be the, here you see the leading wire, and this is the coated nasty electrode, nitrogen gap filling, and quartz active containing. So this is for the detailed construction of the light inside. So when we are connecting the light, the electrical voltage can happen. So that will be the main voltage. And here is the shaded with the voltage in the light. The light voltage and the main electrical voltage, we can draw by the design. So this is the main electrical voltage, the AC waveform. And this is the, but the shader is the voltage across the light. The voltage across the light, where the shader portion, and then where the all the electrical voltage. So this is the voltage happening across the light. So the next one will be the energy. Wavelength and the energy are also related. When we supply the light is usually the electromagnetic wave. Light means electromagnetic wave. Light are the electromagnetic wave. This means the visible range. The light means that people can see the light because the electromagnetic waves are passing through the visible range. So that when the electromagnetic waves are passing through the surface, it can also cause the energy. So energy also caused by the electromagnetic radiation. So therefore, this is the wavelength millimeter and the energy unit you can draw it. So this is the electromagnetic wave. When electromagnetic waves are moving, it radiates the energy. And therefore, here we can draw the energy level, and here is the wavelength. So, depending on the wavelength, you can see the energy level like this. So electromagnetic waves are passing through, so then with the energy waves are emitted. This is for the electromagnetic radiation caused by the mercury vapor light. So here we have also depending on the rated light. So the light rating is depending on the how much that voltage level utilized. So this is the light of the lamp. Light of the lamp. So light of the lamp is directly depending on the current flow and the duration
uses a number of switching die. And the body level. So this is for the light of the lamp. How long you can use it? One lamp, or depending on the star, etc. The current flow is more, the light wave is more emitting than the most power consumption. So in this case, our light will be shortened. In the midnight, the duration on the usage, you sit on the light for the 24 hours, never stop. This light will be gone down very soon. Another thing, switching. You play the light switch on, switch on, switch on, switch on the subject time, the light will also be gone. Especially leaders do not let the children to play the light. Sometimes when they switch on, switch on, after that, 1 or 2 days after all lights are finished. So this is why the number of switching time and the duration of the uses, they influence the determine the light of the lamp. So this is all the light of the lamp that determined, depend on. So the therefore, this is the basic principle of the lighting system. So, we have to utilize the light. Especially the today's we are using the more and more digital lighting system, because digital light can produce more illumination level and can use less electrical power. So, more energy efficient lights can be designed by the digital lighting system. And therefore, the microwave wave lights are the digital lighting system. They are used in the variety of the lighting application. Indoor application, they use on the roadway lighting, flood lighting, and the security lighting. And also in industrial lighting system, they use in the high beta luminance. So they are utilized in the high. So in this case, our indoor system use it or teacher's lamp. So that will be the outdoor lighting. So outdoor lighting system they use for the roadway. And also the flood lighting. And security lighting. So in the meantime, we also utilize the industrial lighting system, high beta luminance, industrial. So this is for the usage of the light system. So therefore, we are also utilizing the electrical current requirements. So depending on the kind of the light system, so how many the electrical current will be required. So that will be the when you use a 93 watt, so in this case it produces a delta of 700 lumens. So the power factor is a certain time, it's 1.22, running time 0.8. And so this is for the power factor and the current watt. In the meantime, you are using the 140 watt, so it produces 6,300 lumens, and 268 watt, 13500 lumens, 426 watt, 23,000 lumens, 737 watt, 42,000 lumens, and 1044 watt, 63,000 lumens. Lumen means that light intensity. Light intensity we can measure by this light meter. Okay? This light meter. So lumen is a small unit, but the bigger unit is the lux. Like this. So this is the, we can convert the lumen to the lux. So this is the lux illumination level. So this illumination level and the watt relationship is here. So depending on the electrical power, the lumen, if you want to produce a more lumen, you have to consume the more electrical power, watt. So this will be the current requirement in the lumen. So there will be the... So as you just say, is that we are talking about the lumen illumination level. So I review and I keep the chance to do the question. So while we're talking about the legs, like the incandescent lamp, the way we start and flow, I swear our Lord, He produced a H1 local light, and this one lamp will be the garden flow in that action with the gas and the light we produce. Due to a lot of the power loss in the light system, incandescent lamps are less and less are being used, this one lamps are increasingly used. Digital lamps are both economical. They can provide more illumination. Illumination on packets we are starting must be measured, and then we have to design the appropriate lighting system. Then we often talking about the H1 local light and the gaseous lamp. And we also utilize the cable side. When you are running the cable side, so that when you run the small cable side, you can only run for the short distance. And then I talking about the basis of operation of the digital lamp system. When the body applies the starting electrode, force the ion flow from the starting electrode to main electrode, the two ion interact with the gas molecule and the light emitted. Then I give you this electric supply system for the microwave light. And the light are the electromagnetic wave, so they are the moving and the radiated energy. So this is the wavelength and the energy level relationship. The light of the lamp, depending on the current flow duration of the usage, use of the switching time, body level, and use of the discharge lamp. So discharge lamp can be the outdoor industry light system. Okay, now I give you the tutorial question. The question one will be there. Explain the operation principle of incandescent lamp. And number two, how will you design the lighting system for the building? When if the cable size is small, it should run down car. Be shorter distance. This one you have to choose one. And number four, suggest the electrical supply. For luxury river light. Effective useful life. Of a lamp. Describe the use of this asset. So those are the questions. Questions are not difficult. All the lecture I write from here, you can see that all the answers. Because when I made the test, all the answers are already. It's on the tutorial, the test question will be coming out. So for first year, we are talking about the operation principle of incandescent lamp. So I give you the incandescent lamp, their current flow, I square are loaded, and that's a light beam coming out. Then also the discharge principle, electrical current flow, so that it can interact with the mercury vapor, and then with light will coming out. And how you design the lighting system for the building? So firstly, you have to design the illumination. Illumination level you can design, and then you can design the appropriate light system, and then you can select the appropriate number of the lights. And if the cable size is smaller, in this case, you should run a shorter distance. Here, the electrical supply circuit for mercury vapor light with this circuit. And what are the factors affecting the useful life and length with the current flow, duration of the usage, number of the switching die, and the voltage level. Describe the usage of the discharge lamp that can be there, throwaway lighting, flat lighting, and the screw fit lighting. And they also the high prioritized luminaire. So those are the YouTube questions. So you try to answer, and then when you finish the answer, you can go.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all the
side. Yes. Okay. So, yes, you answer as well. It's up to you, but you can take a note if you want to take the digital photo, you can take a note. That day usually will be in the week nine. Two tests. Week 9 and a week 7 days.
7 and 9.
Yes. And then during the test time, you also do the sound prediction.
The test is like
the whole area can be illuminated. In the industry, you see a very strong light. The whole the bay area can be
illuminated.
Bay means not ocean, bay means that cargo bay. Cargo bay that you can look the cargo.
Okay.
In the industry, you can look the cargo. Loading point, we also call it bay.
Okay. In the port?
In the industry.
Okay.
All the industry, this is it. We call it bay. Loading bay means that you can look at cargo. So you can come track with you, stop, and then cargo can be loaded. Loading down. Yes. Yes, this is the bay.
This is what is in the about
G033.
G?
G. Yeah, G.
Is it G?
G, yes.
Not E. We can see again.
runners given for the short distance. Given size, some more speed.
Okay.
Some more size. So small size, you should run a short distance. If you can run a long distance.